And welcome you all this morning. I think we've got an exciting day ahead of us. Certainly, this is an exciting time in the electric industry. There are so many things underway, so many important issues to deal with. It's just a great time to get together and begin some very focused discussions as we look at Indiana, at its future, how the utilities, our customers, how we can all be part of preparing for that future. We do have a fairly busy agenda today. Let me walk through a number of kind of opening thoughts and ideas just to let you know sort of how the meeting will run, as well as some other things to do. First of all, let me ask you, if you would, if you have one of these things, cell phones, if you'd please put it on silence or vibrate. If you do expect a call that you're going to need to take, again, just put this thing on vibrate. When the call comes in, please grab it. But if you wouldn't mind stepping out into the hallway rather than disrupting everybody in the meeting, we would appreciate that. As far as questions, what I'd like to suggest is you'll find in front of you a number of note cards. Feel free to use those to write down whatever questions you may have today. My suggestion to you would be to kind of wait, if there's not some, we've got more coming. My suggestion to you would be to kind of wait as the presentation unfolds. Sometimes a question you may have on the third slide is answered on the fifth slide or something like that. But certainly, if you have questions, write them down. Hold them up, we'll gather them. Please try to do that sort of towards the end of the presenter's particular set of slides, simply because we'll start gathering them, so there's not much of a break between the end of the presentation and the time we start answering questions. Again, we're on a pretty tight schedule, so I'd like to try and keep things moving along without spending too much time on particular issues. I did also want to mention to you that we're going to use today the concept of the parking lot. So if there are particular questions that may not be the kind of things we want to answer here today, that doesn't mean they're unimportant. It simply means today is not the day to get there. Let me give you two examples. Today we're going to be talking about very broad concepts, the fundamentals of an IRP and the pieces that go into that. It is not about any single utility's particular IRP. If you have a question about a utility's IRP, you can certainly ask that utility, but it would not be something we'll address today. A second one I just want to alert you to is anything that is in a pending IURC docket. We do have representatives from the IURC here today. We're thrilled that they were able to make time in their schedules to be with us, but we don't want to get into any kind of an ex parte communication. We'll take those issues and shift them to the side. Again, it's not that they're unimportant, it's simply not something we're going to deal with today. Joan had mentioned that we're going to have breaks. You should have a calendar or an agenda in front of you. We'll have our first break at 10 for a quick 15-minute refreshment break. We'll head for lunch about 11:30 for a 45-minute break, followed by another break at 1:35, again, just a quick 15-minute restroom break. If you need to hit the restroom ahead of time, please. You know where it's at. If you need coffee, it's in the back of the room. So go right ahead with that. Another thing I'd like to ask you to help us with, we've been doing this kind of a stakeholder process for several years now. We think each year it gets a little bit better, but part of the way it gets better is if we get feedback from you all. We'll have right in front of you, you should have gotten it as you walked in, a feedback form. Let me ask you to kind of keep that in front of you as we go through the presentations. Question number 3 in particular asks you for your feedback on each individual presentation. You might want to kind of mark those just whenever that presentation concludes. It's kind of fresh in your mind. So I want to make sure that those items are kind of in front of you and that you're really helping us make this a better and better process. There's always room to get better as we go forward. Terminology, it's always kind of a question. The utility industry has its fair share of acronyms and terms and things that we use. As we go through the presentation today, we'll define those and make sure that we clarify exactly what we're trying to talk about. Having said that, I wanted to alert you that the utilities are also working on kind of a glossary of utility terms. As we develop that, we'll make sure that we get it to each of the utilities that will be available in the IRP processes, so that as you go forward, if there's a term you don't quite remember exactly what it was, you'll have something that can perhaps refresh your memory. That'll probably be later this spring. It's not available, not ready at this point in time, but it is something that's coming. Now, kind of going back to Laura's question, but a little bit different, I did want to make sure and introduce 5 individuals today. Ask them to stand up and make sure that you know who they are. The point is, if you have a utility-specific question, I want to make sure you have one name and one face in this group today so you can go to that person to ask a question about their particular utility issue, whatever it might be. So the five individuals, just sort of alphabetically, Allison Becker with NIPSCO in the back. Scott Park with Duke. Scott?
Good morning.
Matt Rice with Veteran.
Good morning.
Joan Solar, Indianapolis Power and Light. And then John Torpe, with Indiana, Michigan. So if you have a question, those are the five folks you should grab. So again, let me just thank you one more time for making time to be here today. This is an important process, but again, it's important because we need to have stakeholder involvement. We need to have you all as a part of it. Let me kind of walk through a couple of slides here just to sort of get a couple of things. You have the agenda. These slides should have been handed to you as you walk in. So you've got that in front of you as well. Turning to the fourth page in the slide deck, what we're going to be talking about today is, of course, integrated resource planning. And that's really a fairly complex process with a goal of coming up with a preferred resource plan, as well as sort of some near-term implementation steps that may be needed, and trying to pull that all together. So the question may be, what can you expect today? What are the kinds of things that you can expect to hear and learn about today? There are, for all utilities, kind of a common fundamental set of concepts and components in the IRP planning process. Although it's a complex process, there are these common fundamentals. Part of what we'll do today is look at those different components, what each of them is, and then talk about how they come together and form the IRP, how they come together into a single plan. Again, we're not going to cover the assumptions or anything else related to a specific company, simply this IRP process, the pieces and how they all fit together. Our goal, if you look at the third bullet, is by the end of today to hopefully have folks where you have some understanding of those key components and how they all fit together in the development of an IRP. Particular topics we're going to cover today, and there'll be presenters on each one of these topics, will be the development of the IURC's director report, the actual IRP public advisory process, how that's built, an overview of that. We'll talk about the IRP building blocks, customer load forecasting, resources, scenarios and sensitivities, regional transmission organizations, and resource modeling. And if that sounded familiar, it looks an awful lot like this. So just paid for those of you on the phone is page 2 of the agenda.
Excuse me, 1 minute, Mark. Joan Solar. I wanted to mention to everyone, we are recording the sessions today, and they will be available on utility websites in increments of each of the 8 presentations. I'm doing this on purpose before Dr. Bob Polly speaks, so he knows we're recording him. We are not actors and actresses. We're real life people doing this work, so thank you for working with us throughout the day today, and we'll hopefully it'll be appreciated and helpful for people who couldn't be here, or maybe you hire a new employee in 6 months and they'd like to learn about IRPs, then they can learn from the webcast as well. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Joan. Well, why don't we go ahead and get started with the first presentation. We are going to move into a discussion of the IURC Director's Report. Before we step to that, let me just acknowledge that Bob Benning is here from the IURC. A little bit later, Dr. Brad Forum will be joining us. He had a conflict in his schedule at this point, but he will be joining us as well. Beth Rhodes, the General Counsel of the IURC, is here. Other than you, Bob, am I missing any IURC folks? Oh, we've got a whole room full of folks in back here. So please be sure to welcome the IURC here. It's always a pleasure for us, and we appreciate everyone taking the time to be with us. But at this point, let me turn it to Dr. Bob Polly. Dr. Polly is going to kind of walk us through the IURC report.